Oh, the trouble is it's changed out of all recognition because of all the building that's gone on since I lived here. There's a row of six big houses opposite. Warren Road stopped just by those houses and didn't go on into Gateston. There was no houses in Lodge Road over there, over the left right-hand side if you're going down Lodge Road. There were none there. In Cock Lane, Hillyfield didn't exist. It was just fields and woods, and the back of Warren Road, the houses on the back here, that was all woods. Cock Lane didn't go through, it was a dead end. Originally, they were going to put the 25 across here at the back, but they changed their minds, thank goodness. And Yonge Street, I remember, was just about built. The Canadians built it. It was built before that opening. And they had to widen the bridge because the bridge where over the railway, it was traffic lights. All it was an army mobile bridge, and then they made it a permanent bridge. They invited the colonel who was in charge of the original development of that road, came over and they named it. Oh yes, because it was like living in the country. I used to go to school in West Ewell. I went to a senior school, Daintree Road, when it was first opened, very first pupils that went into there. And when we worked there, obviously there was a lot of young teachers, and we used to cycle down here into Kennel Lane and cut his grass for him, one of the teachers. The farm that was up here where the junior school is, he had cows there, and they used to wander down here sometimes. We went out and they came home and found footprints all over my front garden where the cattle had been grazing. He just had cows up there. Well, it's all changed now. There are a lot of new people who, strange it may seem, don't communicate as well as it did when we first came, because some of the people who live up in those houses opposite are some of the originals. Helen used to live down the road there before they moved to this detached house here on the corner. Yes, particularly the houses opposite have changed hands quite a bit, but there are one or two who have been there almost as long as I have.